Well, today, the 27 countries that will remain in the EU are meeting in Brussels without Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron to determine a way forward without his country. In London today, Cameron briefed members of the British Parliament about his meeting yesterday with the European Council, the first since the UK voted to leave the EU.
We were clear that while Britain is leaving the European Union, we are not turning our backs on Europe and they are not turning their backs on us.
Well, what does that mean? Leaders of the Leave movement are now under fire for backtracking on promises to take the money Britain pays to the EU and use it to fund the UK health system. They've also been scoffed at for wanting now to stall a leave from the EU. Syed Kamal is chair of the European Conservatives and Reformists Group in the European Parliament. He's a member of that parliament representing London. He joins us from Brussels. And Syed, you've been with us before. In March, you decided to back Brexit. Are you having buyer's remorse?
No, not at all. I think I've always said to young people that I helped to get into politics, I always say to them, look, make sure that whatever happens in politics, that you, as much as possible, you stay true to yourself. I weighed up the arguments on both sides. There were some very good arguments on both sides, but there were also some bad arguments on both sides. The issue that really struck a chord with me, and actually I found this for many people, was that they voted on the issue that resonated with them the most. And for me, I've always wanted to see a fair immigration policy where everyone outside the UK is treated equally, whether you're from Austria or Australia, Croatia or the Caribbean, India or Italy. And unfortunately, that was not possible with our current arrangements within the EU. What you see is if you are come from outside the EU, you have this issue of passport discrimination compared to people inside the EU who can come in.
Well, you're saying that this resonated for you on the Leave side, but what about the accusation that a lot of what the Leave leaders campaigned on was false? Take immigration. They gave the impression that there would be zero immigration. And now your Conservative colleague in Parliament, Daniel Hannan, has said there was never going to be zero immigration. People who voted to leave felt they heard that there was. The money that we mentioned, leaders such as former Conservative Party leader Ian Duncan Smith are saying now that the £350 million that leaders like Boris Johnson said would stay in the country and pay for health care instead of going to the EU in a fee, will now much of it have to go to farmers to make up for the EU subsidies that those farmers are going to lose. What do you think about the accusations that the campaign, you know, some have called them outright lies in the campaign?
Actually, I think there was a lot of nonsense on both sides of the campaign. So I'll give you one example. There was one day in the campaign where it got very silly, where someone said from the Remain camp, if you vote to leave, Britain would be like North Korea. Nobody will talk to us, which is clearly nonsense. And then on the other side, there was someone who said, if we vote to stay, then what will happen is that 75 million Turks will turn up in Britain. That was also rubbish. But I think most British people saw through that when they cast their vote.
Well, what about the idea that there's been no plan? Sky News asked a Leave legislator, can we see your plan? And he flat out, the lawmaker flat out said, there is no plan. Are you surprised?
I am surprised. I'm surprised that both sides don't have a plan. You know, I know one of the things I made clear yesterday in the chamber, in a debate.
Why would Remain have a plan for Leave? I mean, wouldn't that be Leave's job?
Who should have a plan for Leave should be the machinery of British government. And what I was shocked about was, you know, not the political side of government, but the administrative side of government and the civil service of government should have been instructed to say, look, we have a referendum. What happens after this referendum? You know, most companies should have had a Brexit contingency plan, and some did. And actually, here now in the EU, we're about to enter negotiations. And when you go into negotiations, both sides should have a plan. And there is no agreement at the EU what they will be asking for from the UK.
Well, I want to go back to you say immigration was your most compelling reason for voting to leave. Now, the Leave campaign argued for an Australian-style point system. This would allow in only immigrants with skills that are in demand, no matter where they're from, as opposed to the EU system, which would have open borders just for EU workers. Tell us more.
What you have at the moment in the UK is that people from outside the EU have to go through this amazing, these hurdles. I meet constituents who tell me their aunt or uncle cannot get a visa to come to a wedding. I meet restaurateurs who tell me they cannot get a visa for a chef. I meet IT professionals who say they cannot get tech experts from Ukraine to come in. And then they say, look, we see all these people come from the EU who don't have the skills we need, but actually they can walk straight in. That is an unfair immigration policy. That is discriminatory. And we have to get away from discrimination.
It's interesting. I just want to say it's so interesting because, in effect, you seem to be looking for more immigration, you know, people allowed to travel freely from non-EU countries, which if our reading, the reporting is correct, most people who voted to leave, or a large amount of people who voted to leave, are anti-immigration. Are you worried if they don't get what they expect, they're going to be pushed further to the right?
It's not about more immigration. It's about a controlled immigration system where everyone's treated equally. And actually, both campaigns were coalitions. Whatever happened, someone was going to end up disappointed.
Yeah. Syed Kamal, chair of the European Conservatives and Reformist Group in the European Parliament. He's a member from London, but he also was for Brexit. And we've been talking to him about the fallout since the vote. Syed, you might be out of a job soon, you know, as somebody who's a representative from London to the EU.
Yes, but I've always said, you know, one, be true to yourself, and secondly, you should be putting, your principles and your country above your own personal position. And that's what I did in this case.
Syed, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.